welcome back to another episode of From Trigger to Transform podcast. I am your host and coach Della Major, and I am so excited that you are joining me today, because today's topic is going to be really exciting and is a very important one, especially for Christian leaders who are ahead of a major ministry, or maybe they are pastors, or maybe they are lay members like myself who are directors of ministries. And it's really important for us to understand about leadership burnout and how we can really truly overcome that. But before I begin with the show, I want to take a moment and reintroduce myself to maybe someone who's just now joining me on my podcast. My name is Coach Della Major, and I am a transformational life coach. And what I do is I empower and I inspire Christian leaders, specifically in the areas of, specifically women, if I can say that, who experience a life-changing event. And what do I mean by a life-changing event? Just like me, I was at the top of my game. I was serving ministry, doing a lot of work, until one day I fell out inside of my actual classroom. And that's when I learned that I had systemic lupus, kidney disease, and all kinds of other major diagnoses. But not only was that one of the major core, but also what I experienced was a divorce. Because right at that moment, when I would need the person that I was married to for over 15 years, that individual decided to leave me and to divorce me. That was a moment in my life that rocked me. It took away a lot of my identity, the things that I sold into my whole being. Everything that I was this Christian woman, this powerful leader in my ministry, and also I was that wife. So I found myself in a place and in a position not understanding who I was. I couldn't identify with my skill sets. I couldn't even think about where I was going from there. But I'm thankful that through those experiences, I, through God's ability and through His grace, He starts showing me that there is more inside of me, and there's more that I can offer into the world. I've written a book, and that book is called From Trigger to Transform. And it's a self-discovery of my identity and purpose. One of my passions and one of my goals is that I help women just like myself, leaders who experience just like myself. Maybe it wasn't a divorce for you. Maybe it could have been a death of a family. Maybe it could have been a major loss. But whatever it is, one of my goals and my passions is to help Christian leaders just like me and just like you to recover, rebuild, and reset. I help you to define what is the qualities that's inside of you, help you to identify and learn how to maximize your full potential and to reclaim back your life from the inside out. One of the reasons why I created this podcast is so this is going to be a platform for Christian leaders to come to, so that they too can be able to receive strategies, receive solutions, and receive empowerment and encouragement, and to be inspired so that they know that as much as they pour out, as much as they go through and they give to other individuals, that this too is a safe place where they can be built up, they can be encouraged, they can be empowered, and they can be inspired. I'm here to tell you that not only is this environment here for you, but just get ready to be able to have someone to have a listening voice and an ear. So let's get back to the show. And I want to thank you for joining me today. Now, on today's episode, we're talking about leadership burnout and how to actually use our spiritual inner being and our inner self to regain the strength and to basically regain our purpose and our energy. So before I start talking, let's somewhat define what do I mean about burnout. Burnout is simply a state of emotional, physical, and mental exhaustion that's due to some form of excessive stress. How many of us can really truly identify with that? Why? Because we go about each and every day and we serve and we serve. But then it comes down to the point when we don't see the fruit of our labor and we yet still put out, we get to the position where we begin to start feeling burned out, stressed out, mentally, physically, emotionally. And all of that began to take a toll on us as a whole. So in today's episode, we're going to talk about leadership burnout. We're going to talk about, and I'm also going to offer you some strategies and some solutions and some practices that you can follow that will help you to regain some sense of purpose and your energy. First, I want to look at some statistics and give you something, some statistics that's going to be really, really key. In the corporate world, 65% of leaders experience burnout. 60% of leaders feel used up by the end of the day. By this basically causes an increase in absenteeism and as well as a high turnover at that organization. Now, let's look at ministry burnout. In ministry burnout, statistics show that at least 1,500 people who have pastoral duties leave every month. That is a staggering number as it relates to just members, lay members who choose to serve, that they are two times more likely to walk away from any church responsibility, any type of service that they're doing in any ministry due to ministry burnout. I want us to take a moment for that. Because those statistics, if you think about it, what's happening in the corporate sector and what's happening in ministry is not anything different. As a matter of fact, it almost seems somewhat a major comparison because the statistics and the numbers are very, very high. You see, the daily pressures of servanthood, it can cause us as Christian leaders to feel so overwhelmed and to feel so much worn out and without energy, but yet still we continue to try to press on. With the pressures of ministry leadership, Christian workers are susceptible to burnout. So what I'm saying, it's inevitable if you continue on to pour out and pour out without focusing on self-care, without focusing on your overall well-being, eventually it's going to lead to burnout. Now, when we talk about burnout, how is some of the ways that we know that we can experience burnout? You know, I'm going to talk about right now four types of burnout. These burnouts can be either physical burnout, which can be triggered by a lack of exercise, any form of physical stress, lack of sleep, overweight, lack of eating. That can be some form and can cause physical burnout. Relational burnout, when you are emotionally stressed by either your children, your husband, or relationship with your boo, whomever it might be, your friends that you thought that was there. Sometimes the stress and those relationships can really pull on you and could cause you to be too emotionally tied up into those relationships that eventually it began to wear you out. Another type of burnout, as I started to say, emotional burnout. Emotional burnout is when you begin to feel numb. That's when you begin to be overworked, be overstressed, and that's when you get to the point where you just don't care. You're negative, you're biting, and you get to the point where you disconnect from everything. You begin to start feeling a sense of failure, of a sense of self-doubt in yourself. And when you start beginning to have emotional burnout, that is another clear-cut sign that something must change. But our last burnout that I'm going to share is the spiritual burnout. Spiritual burnout is when you only and you in a position, just like I am, as Christian and director, leading, ministry. When people are pulling on you, pulling on your gifts, pulling on your talents, pulling on your service, because oftentimes we as leaders, we tend to serve at the expense of ourselves. And so those times, oftentimes, and it's even more with pastors, they dealing with the emotional beings of the lay people, the emotional beings of those who serve under their leadership. So spiritual burnout comes on when they serving and when we serve and we feel that there's no one that we can turn to. We feel that who is going to be able to pour in me, pour back into me, pour back into ourselves. And so when you get to these positions of burnout as Christian leaders, it not only begins to affect your inner appearance, your outer appearance, I meant to say, but again, began to also affect your inner being. So I want to deal with right now, what are some of the causes, though, of those four types of burnout? Let's take a look at four specific causes. One particular cause is unrealistic expectation. How many of us really set the bar so high and based off of what we think we can do instead of staying within the realm of what we know we can do? Sometimes, yes, it's good to be able to challenge ourselves, but when you are in a position in a place and you really know that is no way that you can really achieve that goal, not because of your lack of faith or not because of your inability, but sometimes we put these unrealistic expectations on ourselves that when we don't achieve whatever the goal that we are setting for ourselves, then we begin to doubt ourselves. We begin to question whether or not do we have the ability, whether or not are we called. Then we begin to start adding in what I like to call those limited beliefs, which begins to affect our faith. And when you set these unrealistic expectations, it begins to put you in a position of not only just being stressed, but it also can be very painful because not only does the stress affect your mental ability, just like I said before, it can affect your physical ability as well. Number two, isolation. In any form of leadership, there's that measure of a lonely path that every leader is going to experience and basically a journey that they're going to take. But when you're dealing with unrealistic expectations or duties and expectations that's being put upon you, not only that you do on yourself, but then the expectations that others place on you and the expectations that you begin to see that it causes a challenge, that's when you begin to struggle. And those struggles begin to cause more inner feelings within yourself where you don't even know how to get help. And because you don't know how to get help, you get yourself in a position where you don't even ask for help. So now you begin to isolate yourself from others. You begin to isolate yourself to the position that you think that only you is the only person that can solve that problem. Ready to take your first step towards transformation? Click on the link in the show description to schedule a discovery call with me, Coach Della Major, today. Together, we will uncover strategies that will empower you to thrive no matter what life throws your way. Look, I know isolation very well, because when I began my journey of leadership, I kept feeling that if I didn't complete that assignment, nobody else can be able to do it. And so it caused me to be spending many lonely nights staying up, caused me to be getting up and going out, doing a lot of things by myself instead of relying on my team to be able to help me. That leads to an emotional burnout like no other. Let's take a look at number three. Number three that we're talking about causes of burnout: overwork. You see, when you are spending more time doing everything under the sun instead of building up your relationship and spending quality time with your family, with yourself, incorporating self-care, you are overworked. And being overworked is one of the main things that can cause you quickly to be burnt out. Often being overworked really comes at the expense of good key relationship. And it also comes to expense of your health. It's time now to think about, is that work or that assignment or that task really worth it? The fourth thing that I want to take a look at, and this relates to burnout, is negativity. Negativity falls under that emotional burnout banner. Why? Because when you see yourself so negative, you speak negative, you think negative, you're talking negative, you're angry, your patience is short. That's a clear-cut sign that you are heading down the path of burnout. You basically begin to not see any beauty in anything. And when you get to that stage, that's the moment where you need to pause. And that's the moment where you need to begin to start putting in some strategies and some solutions on how it is that you can overcome this burnout symptom as a leader. So, what are some of the steps that leaders can take to proactively recognize and address burnout? How is it that we can begin to build up some resilience that's going to help us to regain our sense of purpose and our energy? I want to take you through at least four steps that I found that was very helpful for me. And that was really, really key to help me to get back on the track when I began to experience burnout in my role as a leader. So let's take a look at step number one. You need to fall back in love with your why. What do I mean by your why? I'm talking about the reason why you serve from the beginning. We know that we serve because not only is it just a calling, but it's a burning passion that's within the inside of us to be able to give back, because we know we've all been called to serve, because Jesus himself was a servant. And because of the fact that we know we've been called to serve, that same mindset, that same spirit that existed inside of Christ also exists inside of us. So as Christian leaders, we serve because of what it is that we are serving from the beginning. Our why helps us to refocus. It helps us to stay in alignment. It helps us, as I like to say, put back the main theme and keep it the main thing. Look, and you heard me say something very unique. Put back the main thing and make it our main theme. That means we keep in whatever that why is front and center. And that is what keeps me in line. That's what allows me to go straight, not go to the left or to the right. And as long as I know that my why is my forefront, then burnout is not easy able to come. So the second thing I started to do is I had to learn how to adopt and implement the word no. Look, ministry burnout inevitably comes because of the fact that we're so willing enough to serve. At the point where we need to say no, we say yes. There are moments in our service that we need to just say no. We need to look at what is the strength and what is our ability. We need to stay within the line of which we've been called to do. Yes, it might we might like challenges, but there are some things that reality we don't need to be doing. So when you've been put on the pressures of the demands of people, not only inside your ministry, but on the demands of people outside, ministry people, other leaders, other members that you are such your team sometimes it's okay to say no and just simply just stay within your abilities and stay within the task that simply fits you. Number three. This here was the winner for me. Prioritize. Remember, I say, keeping the main thing, the main thing. What am I mean when I say prioritize? You need to be realistic. You and your team, you need to make sure that what you are setting in motion, that it is what is the most important thing for you to do. Oftentimes, it's so easy to be doing a multiplicity of things, but you want to make sure that you're carrying out that which is most important first. Everything else is second nature. If it's not important, then it doesn't need to be handled at that present moment. When you set attainable goals, when you set those goals, you're going to stay on them. So as you prioritize, it easily helps you not to become so distracted with things that brings you no value, with even people that brings you no value. When I started to learn how to prioritize and putting the main thing, this is what helps me to be able to be at peace, to be at calm, because now I have so many wins. Instead of my focus is on so many things, trying to go for the macro win, I started just taking small bites and choosing and selecting for the mini wins. It's those mini wins that makes everything so worthwhile. And that makes me be able to feel a sense of accomplishment. So I encourage you not only to adopt the word no, but I encourage you to prioritize. Finally, the fourth and final step that I'm going to share with you that's going to help you to deal with burnout: rest and recover. There comes a time where we just need to focus solely on self-care and ourselves. Because we pour out as servants to others so much, we tend to neglect and forsake ourselves as leaders. And so one of the things that's going to be important is for us to rest. And what do I mean rest? That means sometimes you might have to have a staycation or a vacation. And when you're on your staycation and vacation, that means turning down the phones. That means not answering calls. That means simply rest. Woosah, giving your body and your mental, overall physical, an opportunity to reset, to rebuild, to recover, to recharge, to reinvent yourself in a way that when you're coming back, not only just to serve, but then you'll be refreshed and you'll be able to do even the more. Resting says you're trusting in your team to be able to get whatever you need done, and that knowing that if you're not there, it's okay. It's going to get done. And so, with that being said, I hope that you was inspired and that you was encouraged by and empowered, actually, by some of the things that we talked about as it relates to leadership burnout. Each and every week, we're going to be sharing some solutions, some strategies, and some tips that's going to help us as leaders to be able to maximize our full potential, to discover what it is that we truly been set to do, to reposition ourselves back in a place where we just simply not just surviving, but we're thriving. And so I want to thank you for joining me on this episode of From Trigger to Transform podcast. Look, if you have not already clicked on the subscription button to get notifications on when we're going to come live, I want you to go to my show notes, and I want you definitely to go to the show description and click on that subscribe button. And make sure that you click on all notifications so you will be informed on the next episode when it's going to drop. But in addition to that, I want you to follow us on our social media platform. You can follow me on Facebook at Coach Delamay Major, or you can also follow me on Instagram at I Am Delamay. And I am so excited that you joined me today on this episode of From Trigger to Transform podcast. But if you like what you heard, I also want you to leave me a comment. Let me know what your thoughts is as it relates to the leadership burnout, or any thoughts that you might have in relations to how it is that you yourself, and what are some of the things that you did to actually restore and recharge yourself back as it relates as a leader and getting back into position and getting back to yourself. And so I'm excited, and I'm so excited that you decided to join me today. So again, to join me on next week, where we're going to be having a very special guest that's going to be coming in. And that is an episode I'm telling you, you don't want to miss. So thank you for joining me today. I am your host, Coach Della Major, and I look forward to seeing you soon. God bless.